You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Your girl been saver, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Happy birthday! Merry birthday to Dwayne Brayboy. Oh, I'm Dawn Karima, and we are having a surprise birthday party for Dwayne Brayboy. We're all going to celebrate our beloved Dwayne's contributions to the Tuscarora language and culture, to our lives and families, and to this show. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I love birthdays. In our family, we celebrate birthdays all month long and again on our half birthday. So, surprise! Happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy. We appreciate you. And in your honor, I am going to have a wonderful poetry reading. We're going to share some music and we're going to celebrate this great life and great contribution to us all. In honor of Dwayne's birthday, I have written a new poem, which will be published in the upcoming Whisper and Thunder magazine, and it's called Circadian Carol, a birthday tribute to Dwayne Brayboy. God rest you merry, gentlemen. There's plenty to dismay. As diphthongs, consonants, and vowels so quickly pass away. Our mother tongues, woven into our souls, once made every one of us every whit whole, until a murder of crows washed our mouths out with lie, shackling ancestors' words to a language of lies. Hope overcomes even the cruelest transaction. Our faithful Creator gifted us you, your wisdom, your lessons, your good mind, too, and the sacred work that you teach us to do in our native language of love. I had the joy and the honor of creating a birthday gift poem for Dwayne Brayboy for Whisper and Thunder magazine in a previous year. And I'll share it now. Thanksgiving Address. A birthday gift poem for Dwayne Brayboy. I met the Christ on the road to Emmaus, or the Powwow Trail, whichever you call it. He acted as if he would walk right past. When I caught up, he laughed. Good old native humor. I met him again at a smoke dance. His feet flew faster than everyone there, which is saying something when you consider his wounds. When I asked, he answered, walking on water is a traditional dance. I saw him in front of the food pantry, multiplying two-piece fish dinners, the good kind in brown paper and twine. When I asked if he still heals, he replied, come and dine. I spotted him down home on the shores of the river, roasting fresh fish and toasting thick bread. When I told him I'm vegan, I remember, he said. He pressed corn and beans together into dumplings instead. I sighted him another day over by the jail, praying for protesters and posting activist bail. When I inquired why, he looked right into me, said, "I meant what I said about setting folks free." I found him surrounded by the seventh generation, cradle boards, tiny tots, the smallest moccasins, laughing that babbling brook kind of laughter. When I joined in, he smiled too. "You know, son, I'm tribal, just like you." I'm always amazed at how inspiring Dwayne Brayboy is and how many of my pieces have been tributes to him and to his work in honor of his decision to revive and to teach the Tuscarora language. The Decolonization of Dictionaries by me, Dawn Karima. For Dwayne Brayboy, with gratitude for your Tuscarora language preservation. Courage looks like nouns and verbs, sounds like participles and the weapons of gerunds, wielded against a horror of darkness, aimed amidst a murder of crows, who know we have our own saints, our own holy waters, our own way of talking that melts on our tongues. Under the sun, we are saved. Thank you, Dwayne Brayboy, for restoring and renewing and innovating and inspiring the Tuscarora language and Tuscarora language learners. Hours of work, compilations, and preservation. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you. I'm so thankful for all the opportunities I have had in my life to be with my family, my loved ones, my relatives. And I wrote this piece called Family Bible, and I wrote it as a gift for Dwayne Brayboy. And it's a wonderful way to bring him into the family stories that shaped my life. Okoshe. Family Bible by Dawn Karima for Dwayne Brayboy. Nakosha. Everybody called my uncles the Sons of Thunder. They cut a wide swath through the South, fists flying, panties dropping, shot calling, and money bawling. Then I arrived. We thought, what if she grows up to marry a skin just like us, Uncle O told me. Then we'd have to kill that joker in due time. So they changed. How much? This much. If somebody messes with you, Uncle Sugar grins, we won't kill him. We'll just make him wish we had. Chufe. No matter how much meat you feed it, a wolf will always run from your table back to the woods, my granddaddy used to say. Wild boys ain't much different. Choose wisely. Lemay. I voted, my other granddaddy used to say. I've been voting since I've been a man. Rode in Osceola and Billy Jack and Crazy Horse and Quanah Parker. He said that every time he voted. But we already knew he voted Democratic every time. Estachate. What's that? I asked my granddaddy. It's a treaty, he answered as he picked me up and set me on his knee. Treaties are promises. And it's a very bad thing to be a breaker of promises. They break a treaty, they don't just answer to the courthouse. They have to answer to Adoda and to our ancestors. Then he read me the Treaty of New Echota. Out loud. Every word. I was 4 years old. Miko. Ain't just weapons that win a war, my granddaddy, a World War II vet, told me. Everybody thinks you win a war with your weapons or with your strategy. They think that's where you win a war, but it ain't. Where you win a war is your friends, the folks who fight alongside you. You can't win a war by yourself. Allies matter. Ayo. We're going to talk about this later, my granddaddy used to say when any of us got into trouble, but we're going to fix it first. mercy triumphs over judgment. Hinaha. 12 times Crimson Harjo has kept me alive. Sometimes I think I can feel you even when you're afar off, he says. The doctor said after 90 days all of your blood was your own. But sometimes I think that during those 90 days my heart was helping yours beat. He's calmly driving. I'm stunned to hear him say so many words at once. My granddaddy used to say there's all kinds of ways to tell somebody you love them. Never knew a native who needed to use words. Tushtanigi. Unity is our strength. My granddaddy used to say, no such thing as a black Indian, a South American Indian, or a white Indian. You're either Indian or you're not. And if you are Indian, there's work to be done. Get to get. Toke. Watch the whirlwinds, but wed a warrior, my granddaddy told me at the first powwow we went to after my coming-of-age ceremony. I think of that every time I watch men's traditional. I think that's why I so much love that category. Tanetka. My granddaddy used to say, don't ever tell your enemy that his arrow did its work. Don't holler, don't show pain. Keep fighting, win, and walk off. Make your enemy worry that his arrow might have missed. He'll think twice before shooting at you again. Hetche. If a pretty girl decides to fall in love with a knife, she best be sure not to cut herself when she kisses the blade, my granddaddy used to say. He was talking about that kind of men that some folks call bad boys. Havesha. Stand around being Indian long enough and you'll find yourself in the middle of a family reunion, my granddaddy told me in the Amtrak train station one time. Wasn't 10 minutes before a slice of pound cake and sweet tea proved him right. Harusha. This whole family's too damn good looking for our own good, my granddaddy used to say. And that's a good thing, because if yins are going to stay in this family, you'd best be pretty. Or you'd best be useful. Though, you know what my Uncle Clarence did? Back when he fell in love with my granddaddy's sister, it was illegal for a southern white person to marry a native person, so he gave up white privilege, lived under Jim Crow, and even worked for civil rights. He stomp dances and stayed happily wed to Aunt Pauline for 60 years. Native elders at the BIA are talking about what a good native man he was. I start to correct them, but then I realize they're right. Hooked him. Crimson Harjo is a Creek, but on account of his mama and my grandmama being best friends and Uncle Sugar and he being best friends, when Crimson's mama married a new man and moved out west, he just stayed here with us. He and Sugar got to stay home from first grade on the day I was born. Looky here, Crim, Uncle Sugar told Crimson, a little baby Creek. Ain't she pretty? According to Granddaddy, Crimson Harjo leaned over and told me something in my ear. It was the only thing other than happy birthday, Merry Christmas, or sugar here that anybody knows for sure he ever said to me. The happiest day of my life was the day he told me what it was. Dafu. Oh, Grandpa Bryce is my granddaddy's baby brother. He walks the white path and married a non-native. My granddaddy was a hardcore traditional. I'm surprised when my Grandpa Bryce asked me to sing Cherokee hymns. I want to hear what my mama sounded like again, baby girl. I'm forgetting. Ele. You always got to have that one unsaved friend, my granddaddy used to say. Church folks got to repent or whatever it is they do. So you got to keep the traditionals, the warriors, the wild ones around you. They know. They ain't scared. And they ain't got to ask permission or forgiveness. Katka. Granddaddy explained things when I was tiny. Making a picture of me, you need the black crayon for my hair and the red one for my skin, he said as he drew himself. To make a picture of you, you need all the crayons, I giggled. Granddaddy hugged me. Ushtaoni girl, the prettiest things in life need all the crayons to color. Nede. My granddaddy used to say, never fight a man till you know how far he's willing to go. And if you ain't willing to go that far or farther, fight him another day. Brave boy. You know, my granddaddy never would say goodbye to me. He always said, love you forever and all the days after. He meant every word. When I say it, I mean every word, too. What my granddaddy thought about the night before the apocalypse. By Don Karima. Quala. My granddaddy used to say, if you're going through hell, don't stop and make pancakes. Keep going through till you get through. Echota. Stand around being Indian long enough, and you will find yourself in the middle of a family reunion, said my granddaddy. 10 minutes later in a train station, some sweet tea and a pound cake proved that he was right. Yellow Hill. Anything, anytime, always. That's what my granddaddy used to say if I asked him for a favor or if I asked him for help. He said it right away, even before he knew what I wanted. Birdtown. My granddaddy used to say, trouble comes to us all, but if you're always in trouble, check your choices. Big Cove. My granddaddy used to say, whether they love you or hate you, God can work in your favor. Love? You're in their heart. Hate, you're in their head. Either way, you're in. Snowbird. My granddaddy used to say, God rewards faith, not foolishness or presumption. Soko. Not a lot of distance between nonsense and no sense. Don't let your nonsense get the sense knocked out of you. My granddaddy retorted. Dahlonega. My granddaddy used to say, dress for how you want to be addressed in life. You're going somewhere. Let your manners be your map. New Echota. Timelines, business plans, deadlines, evidence, that's what separates visions from dreams. Anything less is just wishing. As my granddaddy used to say, that's a mighty long story with no supper to show for it. 3,200 acre. Well, that's one way to have an adventure, my granddaddy used to say when one of us did something that didn't turn out so well. One thing about this family, we'll come to your rescue, even if the adventure you end up having ain't quite the one that you had planned. I am so grateful, and I thank Dwayne Brayboy for all the times he's come to my rescue, for all the times he's helped me and been wise counsel and all the prayers and all the kindness and just all of the wonderful gifts of love and mercy that he shares with me and with all of us every day. I'm so thankful. And that's why we're celebrating his birthday today. You know, he comes on and shares so much wisdom and understanding on this show. And then he does so much for his community. And I believe you give people their flowers now. You know, don't have a tribute program after they're gone. Let them have a tribute today. Hug people, kiss people, bless people, share with people. I think that we ought all learn that the people in our families, in our lives, in our friends, in our communities, in our tribes and nations, they are our treasures. That's our wealth. That's our beautiful, wonderful gift from Creator. I'm grateful. And that's why we're having a party. That's why we're celebrating. Oh, goodness. Let's really celebrate, you know, as part of this wonderful month of June, which is such a blessing, I want to read this poem called Juneteenth. And I wrote it to celebrate, but also to honor. And Dwayne's life honors our ancestors by keeping the language and the culture alive that his tribe spoke and celebrated. Juneteenth. By Don Karima. First you sweep up all the ashes, been until you set them afire. Aspire higher. Weave wings and of broken dreams and treaties. In the aftermath of the fight against voting, shake off serpents and delays. Pray for heaven on earth, new holy days. Call your ancestors and fly. In our tradition, we honor our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunties. We're matrilineal in our tribes, many of our tribes, my tribe and in Duane's tribe. And so I want to read this poem, and I want to thank Duane's mother and grandmothers who gave him to us and to his tribe, the Tuscarora. Indigenous Milkmakers by Dawn Karima. Milk is indigenous medicine made from memories, magic, and hours of life among flowers and herbs and singing. Ringing rivers, stomp dance flames, cedar smoke rising as we are given our names. Life givers, shell shakers, mothers. I'm so thankful. I'm really thankful for all of you who listen to this program and for the sponsors, the donors, the people who make it possible. And I see in all of you that you're doing great things for your community, just like Duane is doing for his. And I'm hoping that this wonderful celebration will inspire you. There's a lot of things happening in the news. There's a lot of things happening in our families and tribes and nations and communities and cultures all over, everywhere. And so I'm going to read this poem in honor of all of you who, like Duane, are activists in your community, who are standing up for what is right and doing what's right, even when the right thing doesn't happen to you. You know, it's easy to do righteous things if you're rewarded for them. But for those of you who press on even when there's no fanfare or applause or it's inconvenient or you have to change somehow or something is different than you expected, this is a poem that I'm so thankful won the Social Justice Poetry Competition at the Rural Oklahoma Museum of Poetry. I'm so grateful for it winning first place. And I'm so thankful for all of you who stand up in your communities. Even the quiet people who make everyday life easier for all of us. The prayer warriors who intercede. We'll never know how many demons you blocked, and we're grateful. So as I read this poem, I ask that it would reward you and recharge you, and that as you re-enter the battle, you'd be refreshed and victorious. The Things We Forgive by Dawn Karima. The things we forgive begin with a stutter, weave into a whisper wrapped in a scream. We sew medicine into beads and feathers and leather to make them heal in our dreams. The weight of the heart is a cruel transaction, measured in virus, wind, and blood. And mud. Water, a weapon of too much or too little. Exacting revenge for our toxins in tears. Years of crying, our relatives fight dying, weary of the poisonous things we forgive. I've written all of the pieces that I'm reading to you today. Many of them were written in honor or celebration of Duane Brayboy. And they're all available lots of great places. They're available in my new book, Mother of Nations, from Uttered Chaos Press, utteredchaos.org, or from Amazon. Amazon.com has copies of Mother of Nations as well. And the proceeds go to charity to help us do wonderful things in our communities. And I love the fact that some of these pieces are also available in my first novel, The Way We Make Sense, from Aunt Lute Books. And The Marriage of Saints from the American Indian Studies series at the University of Oklahoma. So if you're enjoying these pieces and you want to read more, wow, please do. I'd be honored. One of the amazing things about Duane Brayboy is his dedication to the environment. because there is no separation for tribal people from the environment. It shapes our language and our dances and cultures. It's why we have culture. It's why we have anything, really. And so I feel as if it's so important that we celebrate Dwayne's work and love. You know, he chronicles the environment with beautiful videos and photos, and he also is amazing when it comes to preserving the parts where language and environment touch. We have to be too. We have to take care of what Creator has given us. And I hope we'll hear this poem and immediately think about the ways that we can change our communities for the better. They're Escaping the Apocalypse by Dawn Karima. Broken-footed, low in the arch, feet dropped solemn on the march from the plagues. Run away from wildfires and hurricanes. No delay made by drought, famine, or cage will stop their pursuit of an end to the end of the world. Dwayne and I both have the amazing privilege of writing for Whisper and Thunder magazine, and I feel as if I really want to make sure that all of you are aware of this terrific magazine and what they do and how they do it. They offer scholarships, which is an easy, super easy one-page application. So if you know a young person, you know somebody that is trying their best right now to go to school and to do more things that are wonderful for their lives, I implore you to visit Whisper, WHISPER, N, the letter N, Thunder, THUNDER.org. And if you have a Native student in your life, the WIN scholarship application is just like one page. It's simple, straightforward. Native students are invited to apply, and I hope that you will. And I also hope that you will enjoy the poetry and the fiction and the news articles and the opinion pieces that are there, because I think it's a great way to really find out what natives of a lot of different tribes are writing and doing and how they're thinking and how we are all thinking as tribal and indigenous people. And I think that's super important. You know, it's a wonderful gift for us as Native people and Indigenous people to be able to communicate with one another. And this is a great way to do it. So Dwayne's pieces are on there, and they are always tremendous. I write for them, too, and I just hope that all of you will check out whisperandthunder.org and read some of the great Native writing that's taking place all over Native America. It will certainly comfort you. And so to that end, I want to read this piece that I wrote for this most recent issue, Eschatology, by Dr. Dawn Karima. Noquish Star. My granddaddy used to say, "We don't care how you got in this family, just as long as you act right once you're in." Adakwadodi, Adakwodi, honor. Ain't just weapons that win a war, my granddaddy, a World War II vet, told me. Everybody thinks you win a war with your weapons or with your strategy. They think that's where you win a war, but it ain't. Where you win a war is your friends, the folks who fight alongside you. You can't win a war by yourself. Allies matter. Unole, wind. My granddaddy used to say, you can set your watch by trouble. Trouble's a sure sign that what you're waiting for is on its way. Nada. My granddaddy used to say, fix what you can. Pray about what you can't. But don't act shocked if what God fixes is you. Nuado yidada. Harmony. My granddaddy used to say, if you're wrong about life, getting loud and wrong about it won't make you right. You'll just be loud and wrong. Let's see, Yasti. So, courage. You know, being Native ain't for the squeamish, my granddaddy used to say. You'd best warrior up or you better go on home. Bisley, warrior. When you find yourself wondering who your real friends are in a battle, my granddaddy used to say, best believe you don't have any real friends in that battle, and act accordingly. once again, I'm just so grateful for all of the times that Dwayne Brayboy has been such a remarkable warrior in my life and in his tribe and in culture, traditions, difficult situations. He's always stood up and been amazing. And so I'm sharing this poem, Covenant, as a reminder that all of us, all of us, have great love inside of us, and love never fails. And you don't need permission from me, but this is your moment. Just like Dwayne has chosen his moment, this is our moment to go be amazing in every area where the Creator has placed us. Use your gifts and talents, encourage others, uplift your community, help people who need it, and take good care of yourself as well. Covenant. An urge to rage is the first temptation. Bite into the shards of your heart like glass. Ask Andrew Jackson to battle. Rattle the names of the Trail of Tears, Sand Creek, Red Stick, till they strike fear. When your enemy ain't looking, you pick up a pencil. Stencil the language in beats and rhymes. Time for a flute and some Southern style singing. Ringing against racism, bringing us home. Happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy. Are you surprised? Oh, I'm so excited that we're able to celebrate you, the wonderful gift of you. And we love you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you. God bless you. When we come back from break, we are going to continue the celebration with a dance party. That's right. I mean, you know, you already know. We're going to enjoy and celebrate and rejoice. Yeah, there's more to come, and all of it is awesome.
Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhett, I'm Tia,
and I'm Heather,
and we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here, you got LeBron over here, and guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it, so who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Let it be they get on their knees and pray all, they pray all, and never look back once the world forgets.
Happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy. Oh my goodness. We've had a terrific, beyond beautiful poetry and literature reading in your honor. And now we're going to have a mini concert, an opportunity to relax, to dance, to enjoy. Have a slice of cake. Dwayne is a fantastic cook as well. We're going to have a wonderful time right now with a great dance party. And we're going to dance our way on out of here. So I want to wish Dwayne many, 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 many happy returns of your birthday. Regardless of the day, every day, I'm glad you were born. And I'm so glad that we are here in this life at the same time. As my family always says, forever, forever, and a day after that. Happy birthday, Dwayne Brayboy, and to all of you who listen to this show, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank God for you. And now, let's celebrate! I'm Dawn Karima. I'll see you next time. We're going to dance, we're going to enjoy, and we're going to rejoice. Dance party starts now.
It starts in the ocean, okay. And when I starts my day, okay. Look slick, shower. After I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water, always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter, take her swimming, you gotta. Make these opposites back up like lobsters. Indigenous warriors, we warrior up for water. Catch California slipping? Never. Let's say imposters, you already know. Cali mountain tops with snow, the Sierras in the Rockies. Snowboarding in the winter, surfing in the summer, feeling so cocky. I'm riding, we'll hit you with the super soaker. Life's got ups and downs like a roller coaster. We trying to save our salmon, bringing back the beavers. Cleaning up our streams, living million-dollar dreams. Pure finer rivers. When we pull up, they taking our pictures. Cause Mac, Nip, Gat, lyrics, life, scriptures, life, scriptures, life. So refreshing, it's so hot outside, I'm all shredded. I love spring water, straight pouring out the rocks. I drink up, always cheers it, every shot, see me dipping, I stay active. I'm all
all talk and I'm all action. The mothers you listen to are just pulling your chain. They ball slapping. Magnif so smooth, I get them all laughing. And I stay smashing. Sipping on water from Mount Shasta. Under a full moon, howling with Bigfoot. Making medicine to heal wounds. Signing petitions to bring back the wolves and ancient meadows. Rivers with beaters, we natives. We dancing around the fire over achievers.
Beginning of wisdom. I am wise. My uncle is on council. I shall not want. Tribal laws are in my favor. I have plenty of softki. I shake shells at the stomp grounds, wrap my soul in patchwork and ribbons. I walk through the valley of the shadow of alligators. I have no fear. Red stick warriors are with me. war clubs, and panthers. They comfort me. I spread commodity peanut butter in the presence of my enemies. Soldiers who have run on a long time. Long in the tooth. Too quick with a rifle. I pour red Kool-Aid and sweet tea. My cup runs over. It is just a mason jar, anyway. Grandmama Grayson never throws them away. Surely a roll number will follow me all the days of my life. And when it is over, the Creator will find me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Brothers and sisters. wake up, come, let's all go to water. You're here with the panther, eagle and otter. Indigenous appeal, all soul Nagata. Can listen with love, respect and honor. We all have a start like the Dua Mound. A mother town, sacred, beloved ground. Like mountain air, even clear all the doubt we share. Cause we never go without a prayer. Never forget how we overcame every obstacle we met. With help from our creator, our path was set. Let's live in a way that we can't regret. Whether it's diluted or our blood is full, we're responsible with the heavy load to pull. The world tempts our children to abandon our ways, but they can't stop the clans or our plans when we pray. Nation, a fam, and a crew we roll to powerful places like Chota and Tanasi, Red Clay, Katua, and Nkwasi. We come from this dust, someday we'll return, so we must teach our youth what they need to learn. Jesa to save us, and our elders to train us to live in this world and still remain us.
The world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.